This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. While summer doesn't officially end till later this month, you know as well as I do that the real end of summer is tomorrow. The good news is there's lots to look forward to after Labor Day, from political drama on Capitol Hill to one of the most anticipated fall seasons in pop music. And this hour, we'll get a preview of what to expect this fall, from the high court to high tech, from new fiction to the real-life stories on a sports field. But first, we start with NPR's Washington correspondent, Brian Naylor. Brian, hello.
Hi, Guy.
The summer break is over. Congress is back in session on Tuesday, and right away, President Obama will address a rare joint session this Wednesday. What can we expect?
Well, Guy, this is sort of a rerun. You know, you're talking about the new fall season. This is something that we've already seen. The health care debate is going to be, we're going to return to, you know, after this summer where we saw all of these loud and angry protests at town hall meetings against the president and against his proposal for an overhaul of the nation's health care system, the president's going to try to regain some of the momentum on Wednesday night. I think the problem is that he's not really laid out in any great detail what it is that he wants to have in his health care plan. And so that's what the president's going to do on Wednesday, outline what he wants to see in any bill and what he doesn't want to see.
And Brian, we've been hearing talk about the possibility that the president may drop the so-called public option from his plan, this option that would provide a government-backed health care plan.
Well, White House officials are clearly finessing this issue, as they have been for several weeks there. White House political advisor David Axelrod appeared on NBC's Meet the Press this morning and was asked about it. Here's what he had to say.
He believes that a health insurance exchange where people can go, small businesses, people who don't have insurance, and get insurance at a affordable price is still essential to any health reform. And he believes a public option would be an important part of that package. He hasn't changed his view.
It sounds like the president is not drawing a line in the sand.
That's right, Guy. I think that it's something he'd like to have in a bill, but he's also cognizant that a public option may not fly in the Senate, and he's not going to threaten to veto a bill at this point without it.
Bottom line, are we going to see a health care bill by the end of the calendar year?
My guess is, Guy, that yes, Democrats don't want to walk away from this issue empty-handed after all of this angst, all of this debate. They feel it's something that's crucial both politically and policy-wise. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, the Republican who's been negotiating with the president, thinks that they'll get one probably by the end of this year. It's going to be a long process. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot more debate, a lot more closed-door meetings. There's going to be a lot of amendments when the bill does eventually get to the Senate floor. So it's not going to be quick. It's not going to be pretty. But in the end, as I say, I think Democrats and the president don't want to walk away, don't want to end this year without having a victory on health care reform.
Health care, Brian, obviously will dominate the agenda in Congress, at least in the near term. But there are other issues that will be on the agenda. What should we be looking out for?
I think one of the main issues is global climate change. It's something very high on the president's agenda and high on the agenda of Democrats in Congress. Again, this is an issue that there's not a lot of Republican support for, but Democrats feel that this is their opportunity to put in place maybe a cap and trade mechanism or some other kinds of limits on greenhouse gases. Don't forget, Guy, also, we're coming up on the first anniversary of the global financial meltdown, and Congress is still trying to come to grips with how to prevent something like that from happening again. And then there's Afghanistan. You know, the president is likely going to have to decide in the coming weeks or months whether to increase the size of the U.S. troop commitment in Afghanistan. There's a lot of dissent among Democrats on the left who feel that this war is nothing more than a quagmire. And ironically, this is an issue where the president is going to have to work with Republicans who tend to be more hawkish and who support continued U.S. presence in Afghanistan.
That's NPR's Washington correspondent, Brian Naylor. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you, Guy.